On the campaign trail, Donald Trump promised to deport those protesting Israeli war crimes.
Unlike liberal Kamala, I will support Israel's right to win its war on terror. You have to support that. Gotta win, gotta finish it off. And instead of pandering to the jihad sympathizers and America-hating radicals, we will deport them. We will deport them very quickly. We have no choice.
When it comes to Israel, who has given him over $230 million, Trump keeps his promises. For simply writing an op-ed article on the Israeli genocide of Gaza, Rumaysa Ozturk was kidnapped off the street by unidentified plainclothes federal police.
You guys covering your faces? You want to take those masks off? Is this a kidnapping? Yeah, you don't look like it. Why are you hiding your faces? Why are you hiding your faces? Can I see some faces here? How do I know this is the police?
Seems like bullshit to me. Certainly looks like it.
Arguably the cornerstone of American freedom, the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution is to protect the right of the people to peacefully express their views, no matter who they may offend. But Trump's Make America Great Again movement is clearly about Israel first. And Israel is getting their money's worth.
People are demonstrating with passion. These ignorant demonstrators. Who are they demonstrating for? For these murderers, these rapists, these mass killers. This is a reflection of a deep rot that has pervaded the intellectual hub of free societies. And this vilification of Israel, the Jewish people, and Western values has been propagated by a systemic alliance between the ultra-progressive left and radical Islam. It must be resolutely fought by civilized societies to safeguard their future. This is why we must all commend President Trump's decisive actions against anti-Semitism, and we must pressure other governments to do the same.
MAGA is leading the way in censorship, but that's not good enough for the Zionists who control America.
Anti-Semitism is not just an age-old prejudice. It is a contemporary crisis manifesting on campuses across the nation. It is not enough for individuals or institutions to merely claim they are not anti-Semitic. As my father once taught me, it is not enough for people, especially public figures, to be neutral or not be anti-Semitic. One must be anti-anti-Semitic. We must demand the same of our universities and government institutions. This hearing, in my opinion, is an attempt to be just that, anti-anti-Semitic.
There is no voting your way out of this quagmire. Israel has control over the U.S. government.
Government can do in 2 months more than any organization can do in its lifetime. The government, a government, the United States government or the government of France or the government of any other country, has the power to rein in anti-Semitism in a much more effective way. And people say, well, you know, the governments are not in the business of changing the way people think. That's true, but, you know, to my thinking, most people who are, you know, anti-Semites, most of these people running around, we're not going to win their hearts and minds because they don't have hearts and they don't have minds. So, you know, how are we going to, there's no reason to think we're ever going to convince them, but we can deport them, we can put them in jail, we can make their lives miserable, we can cut off their funding, and that's what the Trump administration is doing for the first time.
Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.